Welcome to Biz on Your Terms. I'm Lisa J. Peck, and I'm here to show you how to grow your business your way. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So today we're going to talk about how to step it up and know your value in business. From my research, one of the greatest problems small business owners and entrepreneurs have is they don't know the real value they bring to the marketplace early in their business. When I talked to seasoned, successful business owners, quite a few of them admitted that they wish they would have had fully embraced their value and the knowledge that they had to offer sooner. It would have saved them a lot of time and effort and worry and headache and doubt. You get my drift. Here are three ways that you can own your value in the marketplace. First and foremost, understand what you bring to the table. Each business person has something a little different from others that they offer to the world. Each person has a different message, a different gift that they're giving. If you don't know what value you have, assume you have it, for one, and start digging around for it, searching, looking, going, okay, what is it? Sometimes asking supportive people around you what they think you bring and offer can give you great insight to your true value. Coaches can also help you start seeing the gifts you have. So whatever you do, make sure you discover what value you bring. Number two, apply structure and success principles while at the same time being you. Sometimes small business owners and entrepreneurs care so much about their business and want desperately for it to grow that they think they need to copy somebody else's path to success. Now, I'm telling you, that's never going to work. Now, learning the structures and principle of success is critical, but the other part of the formula that's not talked about as much is once you know the structures, you get to show up and play in business using your unique style and gifts, not other people's. You copy other people and you're going to come across as a fake. Both structure and authenticity parts need to be addressed. It's like writing a novel. The author needs to follow a structure of plot, setting, character, point of view, and theme. And once the writer establishes the structure, they are a billion ways they can play with everything else. The structure and the principles don't limit your ability to show up in business. They actually give you the freedom and the foundation to bring it all to the table and be genius. Oh yeah, freedom! Woohoo! Number